So then, how can we consider ourselves deserving in comparison to him who does not scorn wealth for our benefit or give up our excess possessions? Paul, however, did not act this way. He was willing to sacrifice both soul and body so that those who stoned and beat him with rods might achieve the kingdom. For this, he says, is how Christ taught me to love. He left us a new commandment about love, which he himself embodied through his actions. As Lord of all and being of utmost blessed nature, despite being insulted and spat upon by men whom he created from nothing and to whom he has given countless blessings, he did not turn away. Instead, he took on human form for their sake, associated with prostitutes and tax collectors, healed those possessed by demons, and promised heaven. Despite all this, they captured and beat him with rods, bound, flogged, and mocked him, and ultimately crucified him. Yet still, he did not turn away. Even on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them their sin." He elevated the thief who had ridiculed him to paradise. He transformed the persecutor Paul into an apostle, and he surrendered his own disciples, who were closest to him and completely devoted to him, to death for the sake of the Jews who crucified him.